This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, go.
Hey, what's up, babies? How you doing? How you doing? You know? How you doing? It's episode whatever of Congratulations Podcast, and this is how we're doing it. I'm Chris D'Elia, your host, and I'm Chris D'Elia, your co-host. We got one host, dude. Oh, drinking water. Dude, I was thinking about this. Well, first of all, let's do this. I got San Diego selling out. Now, we don't like going to San Diego, but we go because the demand is there. So we're going to San Diego. There's a very few tickets left on my second show on Saturday. So get those tickets now, October 19th, San Diego at Spreckles Theater. We got Chris D'Elia live in the house then. And then we've got him, Chris D'Elia, at Riverside, Santa Barbara. We've got him in Santa Barbara, October 12th. Go to ChrisD'Elia.com to get tickets here. And Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, called Bethlehem, because that was apparently Jesus Christ was born in Pennsylvania. We got two shows, Bethlehem, November 2nd. Tickets fly it off the shelves. You got to go get tickets right now. Rochester, New York. Going to Royal Oak, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. We got a few shows in Detroit, Michigan. Some were sold out. And New Buffalo, Michigan, even though it should just be a different name other than New Buffalo. It shouldn't be New Buffalo because there's already a Buffalo in New York. Just have your own city and don't call it New Buffalo. Just call it something like Pocktown. Doesn't matter what the fuck you call it, but don't call it New something. They did it in Mexico. And that's one of the shittiest places. Shittiest places. New Mexico has some nice pockets, but overall it's shitty. Fucking, what's it called? It's good. Santa Fe's nice for moms. Santa Fe's nice for moms. And you know it's nice for moms because of all that turquoise jewelry. Bro, if you go to fucking Santa Fe, you've never seen more turquoise jewelry in your life. You could go to Albuquerque, you see some turquoise jewelry, and then you go to fucking Santa Fe, and you see more turquoise jewelry. Oh, my God, bro. It's so much turquoise jewelry. We're going to Tampa, Florida, and Melbourne, Florida. We're going to Hollywood, Florida, El Paso, Texas. We're going to Houston, Texas. We got two shows in Houston, Texas. We're going to November 30th. You go to Peoria, Illinois for some reason. Going to Peoria, Illinois for some reason. The one reason we're going to Peoria, Illinois, bags. That's why we're going to Peoria, Illinois, because bags. We're live on my app. Somebody said that they saw me in Spokane. Cool. Good comment. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out, man. Saw me in Spokane. Very cool. Yeah. So that's what's up, man. Dude, and it's another day, another dollar. And when people say that, do I get riled up? Yes. Because it's more than $1 a day. But it's always one day. It's always one day. But it's always more than $1. Nobody's making $1 a day unless you live in Uganda. And they're not saying a dollar a day there. They're saying something else in a different different language. Thank God I'm a fucking comedian because I say things that if I was a politician, my race would end immediately all the time, no matter what. But it's all good. You can't even be fucking Johnny Depp nowadays. Johnny Depp can't even fucking do it. Guy's trying to... What happened to Johnny Depp? Everyone fucking hates him all of a sudden. All of a sudden, everyone's like, you know what? Actually... Fuck Johnny Depp. Everyone loved Johnny Depp. He was like the guy. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, you know what? Nah. Why? Because he dressed like an Indian a few times? What happened? White guy can't dress like an Indian anymore? Nope, can't. You see that Dior ad? is it Christian Dior? Is that what it was? Whatever it was, fucking Johnny Depp is fucking canceled, right? It's all good. Cancel culture is crazy, man. You motherfuckers are cancelers. That's what I'm going to start calling you. I don't know. That's probably a thing already. But you're cancelers. Johnny Depp Dior ad pulled amid cultural appropriation outcry. It's crazy these motherfuckers buckle to these peeps. You know what it should just be? You know what it should just be? That ad should just be pulled because it's fucking stupid. How about that? Have you seen it? He's dressed like a fucking asshole. You're not Indian. You know what I mean? Fucking Johnny Depp railing on the... What is he doing, even? Dior Sauvage. It's a cock to call it Sauvage. Like, don't have two earrings in one ear. Hey, is your ear one ear or is it two ears? Johnny Depp fucking digging a hole and burying a necklace and putting all his jewelry in there under a rock? Hey, that's nothing, Dior. Johnny Depp's insane, period. That's it. But why do we hate him? He doesn't know. He's been famous since he was fucking three. See, here's the thing about cultural appropriation and cancel culture. Cancel culture was... you had it, man. You had it right there. You had it right there. It was fucking on and popping, dude. We did too much. White guys and shit, they did too much. And they were on top for too long. And they were boring as fuck. And they were abusing their power. And then the people were like, you know what? That ain't cool. And everyone started to listen because they were right. Because they were right. All this Me Too shit, all this cancel culture, all this fucking cultural appropriation. Everyone was like, you know what? Maybe these people have a point. Maybe everyone else has a point. Maybe white guys were on top for too long and they just got too fucking, you know, big for their britches. And then what happened was you were like the hot, you were like the hot chick that we just started dating, that the world just started dating. You were the hot chick and you were like, God damn, look at this girl walk into this fucking cafe. Look at them fucking, you know, all the dudes. Or look at them, hey, look at them titties. Look at that thin waist. Look at the backside. It goes on for days. And we were listening to you, dude, because you walked in and you were the most bangingest chick ever. You were like the chick that all of a sudden turned like 21, 22 that everyone was starting to pay attention to. Figured out how to do her makeup and we're like, wow. And we started dating you, cancel culture. We started dating the shit out of you, dude. And about 3, 4, 5 months in, which is, you know, a year in, whatever the fuck you want to say it, we realized, holy shit, man, you're a lot. You're a lot to deal with. And you're fucking complaining way too much. And that's what happened. And then we started to get, okay, you know what? We were having sex. We were laying you out. And it was fun as shit. Having romantic dinners. Learning about you, dude. We were learning about you, cancel culture. And we were on your side. And you just did... Take it back. I don't want this. It's not good enough. You did that one too many times. You went, I don't like the temperature, one too many times. And then all of a sudden we were like, you know what? We can't win. Fuck it. Johnny Depp can't wear turquoise now? Fuck it. We can't win. If we can't win, we're out. If we can't win, we wash our hands. I've said this before. We don't care what you... I don't care what you believe in. Believe in what you want to believe in. But you can't... I care about the way you believe in it. That's the thing. You were the hot chick that was banging. You had it all. All you had to do was pick the right shit to complain about. You know, it's fine to walk into a guy's place for the first time and be like, oh, you keep the couch over here? We go, we're blinded by titties. Yeah, oh, maybe the couch would.
Maybe the couch will look better. Yeah, I, okay, maybe the couch.
You have the wrong end. The end, the table should be not in the middle of the two couches. It should be on the end of the couches, and you should L the couch so you can watch The Bachelor with me better.
I guess I didn't. The reason why we had it like that, because when guys come over for game night, we use the table to. But I guess you're right, though.
What he's saying, instead of "I guess you're right, though," in real life is, "I'm blinded by teddies." Yeah, the couch should be an L shape because of your waistline. Ah! See, that's the thing, dude. And then what happened was you just moved the couch too fucking much, dude. And now when you say something's cultural appropriation, or if you say, you know, "I sucked Aziz Ansari's dick and it was bullshit," we go like this. "Hey, dude, I liked the couch the other way. I liked the goddamn end table on the end of the couch. I don't like it. I like it separating the two couches. So now we're going back to playing game night, you motherfuckers. Go ahead. If Johnny Depp can't wear turquoise, then we're going back to game night, man." You could be banging as fuck, but everyone gets tired of the relationship, man. So be careful what you complain about. That's it. That's it. When you start saying, you know, "Chris Hardwick did this, though," and then Chris Hardwick goes, "Well, I got the text messages right here. This is the proof." Oh, we're back to playing fucking game night, man. Now, do I know enough about those situations? No, I don't. Is it okay to talk about what I'm talking about? Maybe. Am I a comedian? Yeah. So does it really matter? No. Fine, cancel me, motherfuckers. I don't know. Whatever. It's like, believe what you want. But once you fucking hit that, you know, the pendulum, you're fucking up shit for everyone who actually really does have a problem. And that's it. And that's all I have to say about that. Sigh of the fuck, Nara. I was flying back on some airline. I was flying back on American Airlines, which sucks in LAX, because when you fly from Albuquerque to LAX and you fucking go to the American Air, they land at another place, and then you got to take a goddamn train or a bus to another place where you got to stand and do the thing where you're grabbing onto the flu handles and you're just bouncing all back and forth and you don't even mean to, but you have to touch somebody inappropriately because you hit a bump and you're waiting for like a goddamn 747 to cross your path, and you're in this thing and you bump your dick into some fucking skateboard lesbian girl and you're like, "Oh shit, I'm sorry." And she's dressed like a fucking, you know, like somebody on set dressed her, like a costume lady was like, "This is what they wear," and you're like, "That's kind of offensive, but oops, my dick hit your face because you're sitting down because you're a lady, I guess. I sit down, I'll be a gentleman. Are you gonna get offended at that? Let me just bump my dick all around in this trolley. Once I was the last guy, and they were like, "Stop, it's full." And I was like, "I can fit." And they were like, "Nah." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll fit." And they were like, "Okay, I guess since you don't have a bag." And I walked in, and I fit. And that's the end of that goddamn story. But it's like LAX, just be the whole place. Don't be a fucking airport and then another side airport. Connect it. I don't want to have to do 7 modes of transportation to do 1 modes of transportation. So I got on the plane in New Mexico, the most turquoise place of all time, and I got on and I sat in Comfort Plus, by the way, which is better than first class. I swear to God, it's weird as fuck. First class is such a racket. I do business in first class sometimes, well, all the time, and then I clicked on the wrong one and it was Comfort Plus. I was like, "Oh, fuck it, it's an hour and a half flight." I got on Comfort Plus. Bro, there's more leg room in Comfort Plus than there is in first class. And that's it. And that's the, you know, it's like, what are they doing? Bro, I stretched the fuck out. I thought I was like on Air Singapore. So I got on that thing and I got on that thing. I got on the flight. I sat down, and there was like a 45-year-old woman, and she was like, I don't mean to scare you. And I was like, here we go. What do you mean? We're on a fucking, we're going to be 30,000 feet in the air. Oh, I don't mean to scare you, but, and I go, yeah. And she says, God, all those dogs barking, man. Hate them. Butters is an incel. So she was like, I don't mean to scare you, but almost, hey, you know what? Open that door. I'm just going to fucking yell at these goddamn dogs first. You get a little piece of me, dude. It's a little piece of my life. Hey, Butters, come here. Butters, Sam, come here. Cooper, the fuck over here. You're an incel. Come here. Butters, come here. Get in. Get in, all of you. You're an incel. You're an incel. There's five dogs here watching our friends' dogs. You're an incel. You're an incel.
Three.
You're an incel. And five. You're an incel. Dogs are incels. So what was I saying about, what was I talking about this on the flight? So I get on the flight. She said, I don't mean to scare you. And I go like this. I'm all ears. Here we go. And she says, well, almost died. I took this flight last time, almost died. And it was like last week. And I was so scared. It was fine. But, and I was like, oh, I know it's fine. Do you know why? You're talking to me. She was like, but it was really scary. And I was like, all right. And she fucking, we took off. And when we took off, bro, she was so scared at regular flying that it was insane. She was moving all around. She grabbed me. I'm like, dude, we're just taking off. And she was in her hands just going, hey, don't fly. That's it. Get a different. She was like, I fly to Korea all the time. Oh, yeah? That's a long one. Don't fly. And then she fucking, and then landing was even worse. She was Indian style. She was not Indian style. She kept flipping around, touching me, hitting me, and all this shit. Dude, it was so annoying. She hit me and goes, and I go, ah, what the fuck? And she says, sorry. And I'm like, we're going to be fine. Is everything cool over there? All right. We're all going to be fine, dude. Relax. But I get it. I used to be so scared of flying. But I was scared in my own body, dude. I wasn't jumping all around like I was fucking Peter Parker. Man, she had some real problems. I guess I kind of feel bad a little bit, you know? But, you know, God bless, because she keeps fucking flying. She's going to North Korea. She goes to North Korea all the time. She goes to North Korea all the time and flies to... Not North Korea. North Korea. She goes to North Korea all the time. That's why she's scared. Dude, nobody goes to North Korea. Yeah, she's going to South Korea, obviously. She said Korea, so I assume she's not going to North Korea. I have... wait, when is this straight pride parade? Now? Wow. Straight pride parade is trending. How many fucking... I love when people are like... Like, dude, this is hacky, but like, if you're in a parade, you're gay. There's no straight pride parade. There's only gay parades. All of the parades that happen are gay. The gay pride parade is the gayest one. And the ones even gayer than that are all of the other ones. You've got the Rose Queen parade. You've got the Thanksgiving parade where everybody's dressed up in a costume. And then you've got the straight pride parade, which means... You're gay. Marching, gay. Whether you have a tuba or not, gay. All good, but gay. Fuck who you want, but if you're marching together with some other people, you're fucking them. When North Korea does that thing, when the German Nazis did that thing, gay. If you're in uniform and you're marching with other guys in the same uniform, you're gay. Or the Blue Man Group. Dude, like, don't, you know, it's all good, but like straight pride parade, how many guys are in it? 12? Just chill. Just chill straight, guys. I love it when people are like, yeah, okay, well, if what, all right, fine. Well, there's Black History Month. Why is there not White History Month? Because that's the reason. Imagine the guys in the straight pride parade. Imagine them, you know? How many fucking straight up scraggly beards they have with bald heads. Yeah, so I don't know. You want to do the, should we do, yeah? Did we talk about the VMAs yet? No? I was, shout out to my buddy Sebastian who kept it real and did those, just what I was talking about, the cancel culture. People were mad that, by the way, Sebastian is the most family-friendly comic there is, you know? The fact that people had a problem with him talking about safe spaces is fucking ridiculous. Butters, you're an incel. Is absolutely ridiculous. Those VMA gigs are the worst gigs for any host. They're actually worse for comedians because people expect comedians to be good and funny, and they're just horrible. Everyone's standing. There's a sea of 12-year-olds. And he goes out there, talks about safe spaces, and people were like, some people were so upset about it because he was making fun of safe spaces. See ya. How about this? Comedian safe spaces are joking. That's where it comes from. On stage, making fun of stuff. So now what are you going to say? What are you going to say now? My safe space is what your safe space isn't. Now, I don't mean to fuck your whole day up, but
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
My safe space is what your safe space isn't. So we're at a fucking crossroads here. So chill. So I wrote a tweet about it, and I didn't mention the VMAs, and everyone thought I was talking about Dave Chappelle, because I guess people are upset Dave Chappelle's is talking about trans people or whatever. I don't know. I didn't see the special yet. But I am usually just a proponent of a comedian can say whatever they want, because obviously you have to be allowed to find out what's funny. I'll crush a goddamn water bottle in the middle of a fucking thing. I don't give a shit. Look. I throw it down. But yeah, so Sebastian was funny, and he made the best of that gig, which is a horrible gig, and he was still himself, and I don't know how I would have done that. I don't know how I would have done that. I really don't. The VMAs is just, I mean, I guess people still watch it, you know. Because only because the people are going to be there, like Taylor Swift was sitting next to Cardi B or whatever. They make a big deal out of it. Uh-oh, they're sitting next to each other. Who fucking gives a shit, you know? What's going to happen? They're going to look at each other weird? No, really? Whoa, dude. What's going to happen? Oh, what? Oh, Kid Cudi's there? Oh, shit, dude. Cut to Kid Cudi when he makes a joke about Kid Cudi. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, we saw that. So Sebastian goes like, safe spaces, you know, and then everyone goes, oh, get in your, oh, they had a, he said, there's an emotional support, Lil Nas's horse is here for emotional support. People got mad because it's emotional support, fucking animals. I saw a fucking person on video on Instagram with this, an emotional support mini horse. Hey. Fuck you. I need the plane to be horse free. Do you know why? Because that's a horse. The only way horses should get from one place to a next is galloping. Okay? You want to put them in one of those fucking tin little things that you got to transport them on a highway? Fine. Okay? Fine. But horses belong in the air as much as smoothies belong in the air. Therefore, the ground. If horses should be on a plane, if horses should be in the air, there would be Pegasuses. Airline news. U.S. Department of Transportation rules airlines must allow miniature horses to fly as service animals. Are you fucking absolutely shit-ass kidding me? Dude, miniature horses? First of all, shouldn't there not be miniature horses? Isn't that a fucking thing that humans made? Didn't they develop them? The whole thing's wrong. Fuck your emotional animals, man. Okay? America, are the result of centuries of selective breeding. Okay, cool. Leave them on the ground. You're going to be stressed out without your mini horse in Comfort Plus? Stay on the fucking ground. Be chilling. If you're anxious, if you're that anxious, imagine being that fucking egocentric that you're like, well, I don't give a fuck. I want to go to Hawaii, and I can't get there without the whole goddamn cabin smelling like a fucking manure hut. I swear, if I saw a mini horse on a plane, get on a plane, and I was... even if I was in the back of the plane and they were in the... this is me in the back. Oh, for fuck's sake! In the back. Are you shitting me? Hey, get that horse off, though. Oh, shit, dude. I walk up. Oh, my God, dude. Whoa, what happened? They say, what? I say, oh, by mistake, dude. By mistake, this happened. And they say, what do you mean? By mistake, this whole thing happened, dude. You got a horse on this thing, on this fucking thing with wings in the air. And they say, well, it's a mini horse, technically. And I go, technically, this shouldn't be a thing, though, right? Isn't that true? And I rub their face a little bit like this. Isn't that true, huh? And they say, well, I need it for emotional support. Well, it's a lot more stressful now that I'm yelling at you, right? Make this fucking thing gallop. You think that mini-ass horse wants to be in the air? You think that mini-ass horse wants to watch fucking Mickey Blue Eyes with you on that small TV? You think that mini horse is looking at the fucking TV select? Oh, I don't want to watch any of these goddamn Chinese movies. Why are there so many goddamn Chinese movies on this airline? Oh, I must go to China a lot. Even having a name for a fucking horse is idiotic. Straight up. Even a big horse. Ah, that's fucking Charlie the horse. Nah, that's horse. Yeah, but you can ride it and feed it. All right, cool. It's big horse. That's what we call him. Bro, that's so... There is literally nothing more annoying than a mini horse on a goddamn plane. Literally not. Somebody could fucking... I could have a passenger next to me that every 15 minutes... rubbed peanut butter in my eyes. And that would be less annoying than somebody bringing a goddamn mini horse on a plane. Dude, and they're just going to sit there and text, you know? They're going to get Wi-Fi and text while their mini horse is right next to them? Dude, that's unbelievable. What is this world coming to? Said the old guy. Imagine, dude. No way. Bring a big horse. Have a big horse on the plane then. That's the only time it's okay. A zebra. A fucking giraffe all crunched over. Neck all laying down the fucking side. Butters, come here. Hi. Butters, you're an incel. Come here. He's so scared. He's all right. Butters, you're an incel. Hi. What are you doing, dude? Are you an incel? Come here. Come here. You know a podcast is going on. That's why you're so scared, huh? I'm an evil villain. So, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, dude, that's a real thing. Let me do these second ads, and then let me just talk a little bit more about the thing. Yeah, so, I don't know. That's what's up. Dude, I was looking at cars. Sometimes I just go look at cars because I think, you know, sometimes I have my lease is going to be up. And I was thinking about getting a Porsche. And the fucking, I went to the Porsche place. And this is hilarious. I thought, I forgot about this. But I went to the Porsche place. And there were so many turquoise Porsches. And I was like, what's going on? Are you shipping all of these to Santa Fe? And they were like, no. And they were like, no. And I was like, then why do you have so many of these Porsches that are such fucking ugly colors? And they said, funny story, actually. And I thought, probably not, because you're a car salesman. And he said, lo and behold, it was a funny story. He said, well, this guy quit right after we ordered new cars, and to fuck us, he ordered a bunch of turquoise 911s. Bro. That's sadik. If I was Mr. Porsche, I'd learn karate on that motherfucker. I wouldn't even learn jiu-jitsu. I'd learn old, the new shit. I'd learn old Kempo karate for years and years. Then find him and then give him some fucking, you know, hard punches. And whenever he tried to punch, I'd do stiff blocking. Sadik. And now this was a little while ago, and now I see so many turquoise Porsches out because there's so many of them. They're probably giving them such good deals. I see fucking guys with just such fucking dope turquoise Porsches. So bad. So bad. To have a turquoise Porsche. Like, just so bad. What you doing? I told that to my opener, and he laughed, bro. And I was like, all right. He likes pranks and shit like that. He thinks it's so funny when, like, he's a dick, dude. He thinks when people, like, in wheelchairs fall down, it's funny. I'm like, bro, that's sad. And he's like, oh, it's just so funny. I'm like, oh, you're a dick, huh? You're a fucking dick. One Fire just sent me this. Worst VMA acceptance speech of all time, he says. Nirvana.
The nominee. For best new artists.
Let's watch this.
Are pretty
look at Boys to Men just chilling. I don't know who that girl is, but she couldn't look like somebody more in 1992. She's got fucking leopard print, like mini skirt on, or mini dress on, and she's got the red hair with the puff out shit. And then Boys to Men is next to her in a varsity jacket. Talk about dum dum da da. Talk about ba ya 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 da 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 wow wow wow. Anyway.
Are a pretty eclectic bunch.
Robot.
They range from Seattle rock and roll sound.
14. I didn't realize Boyz II Men was 14 when they fucking did this shit. When they blasted on the scene. This kid looks fucking 12. Dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 ya 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 da 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 man 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 where's my mommy dum 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 da da.
To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
So Midwestern didn't give a fuck.
To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
Hates rap, you can tell. To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
To an alternative rock band.
Oh, dude, it was so 1992 to be the guy in the fucking in the R&B group with the circular glasses low on your nose, like you were an old butler. Yes. Like you were going to be like, would you like your chicken cold or warmed up today?
To the evocative music of a new folk singer.
Oh, here comes the guy with the low voice. This guy. He's got the lowest voice in Boyz II Men, and let's see what it sounds like in real life. He's probably just like,
yeah, so anyway, y'all, here's Nirvana.
Here are the nominees for Best New Artist.
Ate the microphone.
Here's the nominees for Best New Artist.
Guys in the fucking break room just went like, oh, and took their microphones off. Hurt so bad. He's like, look, I mean, dude, come on, dude. Learn how to use a microphone. You're an R&B singer for fucking fuck's sake. Look at these girls. Look at...
Dick Bunch.
Robot?
They range from Seattle rock and roll
12.
Sound.
to the fusion of
rap, Midwest,
soul, and R&B.
Hates rap.
To an alternative rock band.
Old White Butler.
To the evocative music of a new
folk
singer.
Fuck so many
singer.
Guys, you could tell this girl.
Here the nominees.
And then this dude.
The nominees. Let's sheet in.
All have varsity jackets on. At an award show. It's disrespectful. Love it.
It's race day. Go.
How funny is MTV?
Tori Amos for Silent all these years.
Okay. Okay. The loneliest song of all time. The loneliest song of all time that was. Hey, shut up, Butters. You're an incel. Listen.
For Tennessee.
This song ripped.
Cracker for teen angst. Cracker. What the world needs now.
Hey, guess if these guys are singing in a field or not, if you're listening to the podcast. So fucking. No. What the world needs now is not another folk singer, and it never needs that.
Nirvana for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, well, guess who won, obviously.
Winner takes all. It's great to come in first.
Here we go.
And before we announce the winner, I'd like to plug the Christmas album that was previously recorded by Boyz II Men and Wilson Phillips. Now I'll say the winner.
Oh, man, so uncomfortable. They're all laughing, and they're so mad he did that. They're like, whatever you do, don't plug the Christmas album, please.
Nirvana!
Okay. That song rips. It really did. I don't even like music like that. I've never seen this, by the way. Umpire just sent it to me.
I'd like to thank my family and our record label and our true fans. And
you can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh, my God, that guy. That guy who came in, was that Dave Grohl? No, right? When that, oh, that, that's even great that it's not Dave Grohl. Okay, when that guy came in, he was like, oh, I'm going to shut this shit down, dude. He was like, here we go. I'm going to shut the shit down. He was thinking of it on the way to the fucking show. He was like, if we win, which we probably will because there's a lot of heat around us, I'm going to dip in and I'm going to fucking say that thing when Kurt Cobain is doing the thing. And he thought it was going to shut the shit down. He thought everyone was going to lose their minds. He thought fucking Wilson Phillips was going to start crying. And that Boyz II Men was just going to start. That's it. Dum 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 da da. Dum 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 da da. Da ya ya da da da. Rap wow wow wow. Back in school, we used to dream about this every day. That guy.
It's really hard to.
This is where that's where it went off the rails. You can tell. I've never seen this. But right there when that guy dips in is when it went off the rail. Here we go.
You can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh, such a basic blanket fucking fuck the system thing, you know? He's wearing purple pants. Now, how mad is Kurt Cobain that he did it? But he was like, I'm just going to roll with it. This shit doesn't matter anyway.
You know, it's really hard to believe everything you read.
Oh.
Remember Joseph Goebbels.
Are you shitting me? Wow.
Label.
Wow, bro. It's so funny. Their music, like, means so much to so many people. And, like, they've been there. Like, they're just like, with that fucking, right, man. People are like, I feel that, you know? Just getting raped by the system. Like, just so good. And then fucking, oh, no. And just fucking 15-year-old kids were just like, God damn, it speaks to me. I love this music. And then fucking.
And our true fans.
And then, dude, this dude when it comes to talking. This is why this guy's the drummer or whatever.
You can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh, bro, pick up an instrument. And then this. And then so mad because. Fucking what's his name? Kurt Cobain was like, I'm gonna fucking kill it. I'm gonna do the thing. And the other guy couldn't wait. He thought Kurt Cobain wasn't gonna do it. He was like, he's bitching out. He's not gonna do it. So he dipped in. And then Kurt Cobain's like, I gotta go in early and I gotta do this shit now. And then just completely.
You know, it's really hard to believe everything you read.
Thanks. Remember Joseph Goebbels.
Why?
Oh. He said bye. So wait. So it's really, you know, it's really hard to believe everything you read. I think he meant to say, don't believe everything you read. It's really hard to believe everything you read. Okay. He's like the fucking guy from South Park. Who was that guy? Chris? Christ? Christ? S Danish. Christ Novoselic. Novoselic. Eh? Christ Anthony Novoselic. Croatian. Oh, that's one thing. Croatians are the strongest people in the world. One time I fucking wrestled a Croatian guy. I was like wrestling a tree. After Nirvana disbanded following front Kurt Cobain, Eyes Adrift, apart from his musical endeavors, Novoselic has been active politically. Oh, really? That's odd. He's been active politically ever since that moment, including a creation of PSA. Wow, that's hilarious. Wow, that is. Wait, let's see the comments. This is the most 90s thing I've ever seen. Yeah, really. Oh, wow. Remember when MTV... Look, kids, that's what happens when punk rock gets big. Wait, who's Joseph Goebbels? I've heard it of that. Oh, my God. I mean, sir. Hitler's propaganda guy. Eh, sir, not the time. Well, you won. Hey, dude, you're the best man on earth. Hey, man. Remember Hitler? Eh, sir, not the time. Don't care how punk rock you are. 12-year-olds are watching. Mom, who's Joseph Goebbels? Oh, he hated Jews. What's that? There's racism in the world. What? Yeah, like some people don't like Jews. Some people don't like black people. Some people don't like... Oh, really? Shouldn't know it already. Wow, dude. Look at this guy just making shit up. Comment. They didn't like what was being said on the teleprompter. That's why you can see Kurt reading and just saying thanks. Chris was just saying they are propagandists. All right, man. You know, you're 50. Oh, man. Wow, man. How much has MTV changed? Wow. I mean, look at the VMAs now, bro. Oh, Lil Nas X dressed like Tron. Who's this guy, Bad Bunny? Is that a guy? He's like the biggest recording artist in the shit. I've never seen Bad Bunny. I see him, keep seeing him and shit on. Was that him? Oh, yeah, his performance was bizarre looking, Ivan Gutrudov says. Well, no shit, because his name's Bad Bunny and he always wears a circular tinted sunglasses. Circular tinted... So here's the deal. Pretty much, if you're wearing sunglasses that are not just any sort of already shape that we all know, you know, if you're wearing any sort of sunglasses that aren't the shape that we have all accepted already, you're trying too hard, okay? I mean, dude. It's like, it's so funny that a lot of these artists, and I don't know anything about this fucking Bad Bunny guy or whatever, but like so many artists, maybe he's a handsome guy. He actually looks like he's maybe not bad looking. But there's so many artists that are, this is my theory, man. You know how like artists will do real bad shit with their hair or bad sunglasses or look bad on purpose or look ugly on purpose? It's so, you can't tell how actually ugly they really are. Because... they're not Brad Pitt. There's so many non-Brad Pitts and Idris Elbas. You don't see fucking Brad Pitt and Idris Elba doing the shit like that. You don't see fucking Timothy Chalamet doing the shit like that. The kid rocks. His fucking aesthetic rocks. These people are all disguising their ugliness is what they're doing with the fucking crazy ass shit. And it's seeping over into, it's going to seep over into the good-looking people, too. That's the thing. Because sometimes the ugliest people are the most creative, and people want to be like them. I mean, Bad Bunny, his fucking glasses. Also, he's always sticking his tongue out and rolling his eyes up. Dude, what's with this fucking thing he wore, a third eye? So on the nose. Look at this. New Fall Crushes Bad Bunny. It's so funny, these blogs, bro. These blogs are hilarious. New crush. I love this shit. I love how, like, also, like, you know how, like, when, like, it's a thing now. You know how, like, people are like, express your body. Who gives a shit? You don't have to be the fucking prettiest, hottest chick or dude ever. And they're, like, just fucking letting their rolls hang out and shit with the fucking unbuttoned shirts that your grandpa would wear. Nah, I got a fucking hot take. Button it up for workout. Try. Look, I don't give a fuck. People would argue I don't give a fuck. I still fucking keep fit because I don't want to die early. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong. Who gives a shit? This podcast sucks. Oh, let's do questions. Let's do some questions, baby. Babies and babies. We're looking at questions from you guys. I'm texting and shit because I'm respecting you guys. Jean Parmesan. At Chris Leah, how about the cucks that combine two words that mean the same thing to make one bigger word that means the same exact fucking thing? Oh, yeah, I never liked this. Ginormous and guesstimate. Dude, ginormous is the worst. Fantabulous? No. I know, obviously, I say it's a bitch and stuff, but that's funny to me. Ginormous. Oh, this is a good question, dude. Never thought about this. But it's so obvious, the answer. Donald Champagne, at Dr. Katberger, MD. Hey, you're not a medical doctor. You know why? Because your fucking thing is Donald Champagne. Hi, I'm Mr. Champagne. Take two of these. Call me in the morning. He asks, which is better, sexier, underbites or overbites? Hey, man, obviously overbites. Underbites are like this, bro. At least if you're an overbite, you can be a chick with an overbite and have fucking buck teeth and still be fucking cute as shit, you know? But no girl wants to fuck Sling Blade. I mean, if I looked like this and I was doing it like this, I would have gotten probably, if I talked like this and had an underbite, I probably honestly would have got 70% less pussy in my lifetime. And if I had an underbite, how do you do a, oh man, they both suck for guys, I'll tell you that. But if you're a girl and you have an overbite, it's okay. You can get away with it if you wear like a frilly fucking shoulder pad stuff. Disguise your ugliness, just how I'm saying it, my babies. What else? Got another one, baby. Samuel Lynch, at Samuel Lynch 1994. So any chance you talk about watching anime? A Baby from Iran. Wow, cool. Yeah, anime. I do like anime. I like, what was that one? Titan. I loved that one. And then I tried to watch One Punch Man. I watched an episode or two. And then I didn't stop watching because I didn't like it. I did like it, but it's just like, you know, I don't know if I. What was another good one? There was another good one that my buddy who was trying to get me to watch. I watched a little bit of it where a kid goes into the fucking. Anime is always about some guy fucking putting his body in another thing and then like fighting fucking another thing. That's what anime is. It's like weird as shit, dude. There's always people inside. It's got this weird sexual. It's always sexual. Anime has never not been sexual. It's like a guy, literally a guy will be fighting another guy and then he'll just turn into a pussy and then this a snake will come out of the pussy. And I'll be like, oh, no. Oh, no. And it's like, what do you mean, oh, no? Run. We must defeat. No, give up, dude. Give up. We must defeat the... oh, no. He turned into a vaginal canal and now a snake's coming out of it.
Oh, what? Oh. He turned into a vaginal canal and a snake's coming out of it? Oh...
ignite fire. No. Give up.
Dude, if I am in a fucking situation where a guy turns into a pussy and then a boa comes out of him, guess what I'm doing? Sitting the fuck down and going like this. All right, you got me, pussy canal guy.
Oh, but watch out for the snake. No, dude, life's over. Dude, life's over. Join forces.
There's so many anime. What's up with the anime guys that's like,
Lieutenant. You know? Lieutenant, gather the troops. So, some of you think that you can go behind our backs and create a different force from the force that we actually already have that's been tried and true for hundreds and thousands of years. Well, when I find out who you are...
Cut to the guy who's actually doing it.
There'll be hell to pay.
But, sir!
No, now, and now is not the time.
And then cut to later on in a fucking hut somewhere.
Well, I understand what he's saying. The general is right. It has been tried and true for hundreds of thousands of years, but times are changing. They didn't have vaginal canal guy who turned himself into a pussy and then a snake hundreds of years ago.
Huh?
What's that?
Nothing. I have some...
So sexist, too, always. Fucking chicks got the tiniest neck and waist and the biggest fucking melons. And her eyes are always tearing up. And fucking Japanese dudes watch it and they're just like, ugh. Squirt. You know? That's what the chick's always doing. Shut up, wench.
They'll pull out old words, too. It'll translate to shit like,
shut up, wench.
But, literally say stuff like, but, my pussy. Dude, Japanimation, you know? There's a word that fucking just, you know, animation in Japan. Japanese animation. They fucking put it together, Japanimation.
Guesstimate. Ginormous.
Oh, no. Here they come.
Why do they get the guys that talk like that?
Dude, Attack on Titan was weird as fuck. Where the guys would come and they'd just be like, dude, they always have the scariest shit. Just, and they're walking down the street so big.
We found out the way to kill them. We need to get the nape of their neck. That's the only vulnerable spot. We've tried everything.
That's it about anime. What else? Any other ones? I didn't even know there was this. Parker Wilkie, at Wilkie Parker. What do you think of belly flopping competition? No, there isn't one. That's it. All good. There isn't one. And it's all good. I don't live in a world where that happens. What do they try to get the biggest splat? Why is this guy so fit doing it? Oh, my.
They're just trying to get the biggest splashes. Death diving, they call it. See ya. Hey, guy. Got a job. Frederick Amundsen, Frigard, number 22. Here he goes. Jumps and does it. What is this shit? All right, cool. You're out of pool having fun. See ya. That's it. We did it. We did it. Yay. Another episode done. Another episode done. Download the Cash App for free on the App Store or Google Play Market. Check out. Oh, also, check out the bets between Brian Callen and I. There are four left to bet on. Next one is who can get a louder laugh at a comedy show. You can download the Chris D'Elia app. Oh, I also want to talk about this one more thing before we go. Actually, let me fucking find it online first, see if I can find it. So Theo, my buddy, my arch nemesis on this podcast thing, made fun of me up for canceling a show because of why? Because of weather. Because I couldn't get there. Literally couldn't get there.
But that snow, dude, that shit is.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because of what? This man.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because of what?
Because of what?
Because of snow.
Crystal Lee has canceled the show because of snow. There it goes.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me say this. Let me say this to, and you know what? Actually, let me say this, man. I will never cancel a show.
Cool.
Here's
done.
What things
that's
I will.
That's a great soundbite. That's a great soundbite. That's a great soundbite. Awesome. I am so happy that Theo will never cancel a show. That's cool. I have some news for you. Theo didn't cancel his show. Theo canceled his whole European tour a week before it happened because he got a movie. I canceled a show because I couldn't get there. He canceled a show because he chose to. Okay? So there's that. Here's the other thing. I didn't cancel the show. I moved it. I moved the show. I moved the show to a month later. Sold more tickets, so more people were happy. Here's the other thing. I'm doing this zombie movie. They hired me to play this zombie killer for this movie with Dave Bautista, who's great. Love him in Guardians of the Galaxy. Theo canceled his tour because he got a movie where he's fighting aliens with Chris Pratt, who is in Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay? So not only did he do what he said he would never do, he's doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm fighting zombies with someone from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's fighting aliens with someone from Guardians of the Galaxy. Who's the stepdad now? And who's the real daddy? That's it. That's all I got to say. I'll let you do the math on that one. Yeah. That's all. That's all I have to say about that, actually, because I'm sweating and I want to end this goddamn podcast. It's too hot in here, and there's fucking 75 dogs in here. We got Santa Barbara, Riverside, San Diego, Foxwoods, Bethlehem, Rochester, Royal Oak, new date added, Detroit, new day added, New Buffalo, all the shit. Do this after or now? Okay, cool. You guys are great. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, thanks, guys. Congratulations.